Okay, it's running.
All right, going to go ahead and call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order. Date is October 25th, 2021. Time is 1:02 p.m. Meeting is scheduled to last until 3. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
And Chair Walker.
Here, we have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, would you say an afternoon prayer, please?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the life that you've given us and the opportunity to serve our people, Lord. Please guide us as we move through this meeting. Please protect, as always, our elders, our children, those that are in mourning, and anyone that needs your help, Lord. Only you know their needs and our needs. Thank you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, next is approval of minutes. Please review the minutes from October 21st.
Chair Walker, this is Rivard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I think on the 21st, I had left the meeting early, like at 3:50. And so beginning with ONCA 21-89, I don't believe I participated in any of the votes.
Gotcha. Madam Clerk, you're going to make those corrections, right?
Yes. Did you say you think you left at 10:50?
Or no, I'm sorry.
3:50. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I didn't participate in the voting on 2189, 2190, or 2205.
I will correct that.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Under motion to amend for 2202B, it says if a holiday falls on a Saturday, then the association shall recognize. Oh, I don't know why I have such an echo.
Hold on.
My goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
After Friday, right. Instead of and, it says and.
Could you repeat that? I cannot hear because of the echo. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Caitlin, yes, I can. Under motion to amend 2202B after Friday, it says an, A-N instead of A-N-D, and.
Chair, this is Alice.
Go ahead.
So the amendment that was sent, it did say that, but I believe that when Second Speaker printed it and turned it into clerk, I believe she corrected that. So that should be, it should be fixed in the newest version.
Chair, that's correct, and I will correct it on my minutes.
All right, thank you.
Chair, this is Rivard.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as amended for October 21st, 2021.
Second.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is ONCA 2189, an act authorizing appropriate the amount of $250,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the COVID-19 Vaccine Incentive Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman King. Congressman King, you have the floor.
Yes, Chair, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 21-89 from the floor.
Okay.
Chair.
I'm aware. Yeah, Congressman Keene and I talked about this. I think is what the clerk is about to point out is we need to pass it out of committee. It's typically done with no recommendation. And then once the committee report is read out tomorrow, and then at that time, either then or during motions and notices, you will make a motion to withdraw the bill. So at this time, I would, if you would withdraw your motion, please.
Chair, I withdraw my previous motion.
All right, Chair would entertain a motion to report ONCA 2189 to Congress with no recommendation.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, somebody, I entertained the motion.
So moved.
Hey, there's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Keene. Any discussion? But hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. ONCA 2189 has been reported out with no recommendation. Next is ONCA 2190, an act to establish a revolving fund for COVID-19 vaccination incentive payments and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman King. Congressman King.
I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCA 21-90 with no recommendation.
Second.
I have discussion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We're in discussion. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes, so I'm sorry. So I have not heard from the sponsor. I haven't heard from the sponsor directly, and maybe others have. I haven't, and I'm on the committee. And so you're planning on withdrawing your bills tomorrow?
Yes, I'm. As you know, we had a gaming rep, but I didn't communicate well enough with the executive branch. And to be totally frank, it seems like gaming just really don't want to take part in this. I don't want to fast forward too much, but I want to just withdraw both of these and reintroduce with a cleaner bill later on. That's the plan.
Okay, so I hear you. You've had some discussions with gaming. So then I guess my question would be, would you not consider, once these get out on the floor, amending language out? We didn't even include language that included gaming yet. You had your committee substitutes, but those had not yet been adopted. So you wouldn't want to move forward with the way the bill is already, that just has Osage Nation employees in there?
Yeah, I'd like to communicate more with the executive branch and just kind of get more hands on deck before we pass it out. That's okay. What I'd like to do now.
Okay. All right. That. Okay. Thank you for the response.
All right. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yeah.
Any opposed say no. Okay. ONCA 2190 will be reported out with no recommendation. And item 7 is ONCA 2203, an act to authorize and appropriate $857,819 to the Executive Branch and American Rescue Plan Act funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Second speaker, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So a committee substitute was sent out. There's actually two of them, so I'd ask the committee to refer to the second committee substitute. And at this time, I would like to make a motion that the committee adopt the committee substitute regarding ONCA 22-03.
Chair.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is that?
It's Caitlin. I would ask that second speaker, when she makes her motion to adopt the committee sub, that she specifies the one dated October 25th, 2021, 10:18 a.m. Just because there's been multiple committee subs sent out.
Okay, Chair.
Right. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The motion's withdrawn. Okay. And she's right. I mean, it's typically how we've done it once we get rolling. All right. Second speaker, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute for ONCA 22-03 dated October 25th, 2021, that was received at 10:18 a.m.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to adopt a committee substitute. Is there any discussion?
I have discussion. This is Alice.
Discussion, Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not seeing that. I see one for 8 a.m., but I don't. So if someone could actually maybe resend that to me, I would appreciate it because I'm only seeing the one for that bill that was stamped in at 8 a.m. I'm going to vote yes, but I still would like to see the committee sub.
Chair, I'm forwarding them to the GovOps committee right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was it, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, and I see the ones. There's two of them that are time-stamped at 8 a.m. And all right.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got it.
I just want everybody to know that the clerk did send those out to Congress at 10:50 a.m.
Okay. I don't see it in my Gmail.
I don't either.
But I don't have.
I have it.
That's inbox. Fine. Right. Let's not get hung up there.
All right.
We have it now. But yeah, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. I was trying to juggle my agenda and looking for these committee substitutes as well. Okay, committee, any more discussion regarding adopting the committee substitute? All right, hearing no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay, committee substitute has been adopted. All right, second speaker, give us a rundown on your committee substitute, if you would, please.
Okay, so the initial bill was filed, and it only included a couple of sections. And after that, we received additional sections from the treasurer, and we wanted to include those as well. These are everything in here, as I understand, it's all ARPA funds. Not that came down from Treasury, but from other entities, other supplemental funds that came down from, like, I don't know, BIA, HHS, and things of that nature. So I've included them now in one bill with the different sections. And I had also invited Candy Thomas to attend the meeting. I don't know if Candy's on the line. I saw her earlier.
Yes, this is Candy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Candy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Candy. So some of these have self-governance funds, and I just wanted to go through the sections with everyone. But the reason we had to do the second committee substitute was that we had left out family violence. It's since been added, and I feel like this bill in the substitute manner is complete. So, and this comes about from working with the executive branch, chief staff, and also with the treasury. So I hope that we've received everything, and if not, we'll work with them to get it added. So if it's okay, Chair, I'd like to go through my sections now.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thank you, sir. So the first one is the ARPA CODA, and it's for $200,000, and you'll see that it includes professional fees. And what? I'll let Candy speak more to it if you have questions. This is a reimbursement to the self-governance office for the professional fees that they funded to help. I think it was with the meat processing plant and the harvest land. And so these are, again, I think these are self-governance, aid to tribal government dollars, and they're just requesting that that office get reimbursed. And is that, Candy, is that a good description of these professional fees? Chair, I can't hear Candy.
Yeah.
Okay. It went can you hear me now?
Well, yes. There we go.
I'm sorry. I'm having some technical difficulties today. The CODA contract was paid for out of self-governance, but it was regular funds. It was not ARPA funds, but it was for ARPA projects and the continuation of those. And it was based on the agreement that it would be refunded when we got our next ARPA distribution. So that's where that came from.
Okay, thank you, Chair. May I continue? Chair Walker, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So the next section, Section 2, is ARPA Emergency Native Language Funding for $82,609. And this looks like they sent down some really good support docs, and we've included this in the operation expense. It looks like it'll be more in the supplies for picture books and a media player app, a YouTube video, and a printing picture book. And that is what they're asking for. These are ARPA funds again. The next section that you'll see is section 3, ARPA Family Violence Prevention and Services. And they had sent down the federal award information. It looks as though the monies for this will go into supplies, IDC, and mostly in professional fees and a little bit in direct assistance. And I don't have a lot more on that other than where the line items will be earmarked to. And so I don't know, Candy, I'm not for sure. Is this self-governance funds as well?
No, it's not. It didn't come through self-governance.
Okay. So I apologize to the committee. I don't have a lot of information. That's all that I was sent was the microwave budget and the notice of award, the NOA on this money.
Okay. Well, before we move on, and yep, second speaker, yeah, I appreciate you going through section by section like this. Committee, before we move on, anybody have any questions regarding this section? All right, I'll take that as a no. Second speaker.
Okay, thank you, Chair. The next section is section 4, which is the ARPA Indian Housing Block Grant. And this totals $869,301. We've received the NOA. This is from the department or from HUD. And these dollars, as discussed, they were wanting to use these. Okay, so I think this is this HIP? I'm not for sure, Candy.
No, this is not HIP.
Okay.
This is an ICDBG grant, I believe.
Okay. And again, committee, I do not have anything but the grant award, the notice that it was received. And I don't know what the plans are, but I'm sure this is with the housing department. And they've asked that this go under other. And so I honestly can't tell you what they're going to use the money for. And I don't know if Casey's on the line or not. I don't see him. And are those self-governance dollars, Candy?
If you're talking about the Indian Housing Block Grant, not the HIP funds that I think you may be talking about later are.
Okay, thank you.
So, right quick, Candy, so this $869,000 in other, in section 4, is there a plan, or is this, you know, more identified as a grant out there? With options as more of an opportunity. So we go ahead and get the grant.
I don't have any of the support documentation, so I haven't seen the Second Amendment or these additional budgets. So I don't know what the plan is. That would be something that Casey would have to address. Or Krista might. I mean, if it's an NOA, that's a notice of award in a certain amount. It probably has some terms and conditions and a contract with it, but I haven't seen any of that.
Fair, and I apologize. All we received was the NOA, and that's what we received from Treasury.
Yeah, understood.
The next section is ARPA law enforcement dollars for $32,192. And this was explained to us that they would be using this towards a contract for professional fees towards one of their employees that's now going to a contract basis, and of course vehicle repairs and maintenance. And those are also ARPA dollars, and those are self-governance dollars. The next one is ARPA senior housing. And in our discussion, I believe this was going to go towards Hominy senior housing, that project as infrastructure. But our question, if you remember, was that they had it under operations. And in the microwave support doc, they're showing that infrastructure is under operations. And I really don't, to me, they should have charged IDC, but I'm not seeing that. And as I was told this morning that the controller's out of the office today. The next one is Section 7, which is ARPA. This is a low-income household water assistance program. And they had sent their microwave budget. And also, you can see that most of this is going to direct assistance, which I like seeing. And it includes their NOA, their award from HHS. And this, of course, is what it's supposed to do. It's to assist our folks with that. It looks like water, direct assistance, probably for water bills. I think we're mostly familiar with LIHEAP. That's our energy assistance program. And it looks as though these dollars will be directed towards water. And so that's the sections in my bill. And it totals $2,254,437. That's all I have, Chair.
All right, committee, any questions regarding any of these sections or this committee substitute? The only really thing that jumps out to me a little bit is that last section has a little bit in salaries, and it's the only section. Curious, not that.
Yeah, I will say that typically LIHEAP has a really, they have an admin cap on the normal LIHEAP dollars. And so I hate to say I don't want to assume what they're doing, but I know that it would take an intake specialist to probably process these applications. And so I could see where they would want to, and it looks like it would be allowable to charge part of someone's wages to do that.
Right, gotcha. And not that it would be necessary or even worthwhile, but obviously there's not going to be a corresponding reduction somewhere else. So it's just kind of curious. Like I said, that was the last one, and it's the only one that had those admin expenses. Anyone else? Any comments or questions? All right, committee, what do you want to do with this bill? It's going to have to be voted up or down during this session or withdrawn. Got a meeting scheduled tomorrow.
Chair, I'll make a motion to go in state 22-03 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, and that was as the committee substitute. We have a motion and a second to report out with a due pass. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, the bill will be reported out with a due pass recommendation. And item 8 is ONCA 21-112, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $7,930,740 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of coronavirus aid relief and economic security act projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. So I am refiling these bills to break them out from program to project, and I've just got those from Trey and have signed them and given them to the clerk. So I would ask that I'll withdraw this bill on the floor tomorrow. So I will make a motion to report out ONCA 21-112 to Congress with no recommendation with the intention of withdrawing it.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, ONCA 21-112 is going to be reported out with no recommendation with the intent to withdraw. All right, committee, if there's nothing else, tell me now.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, that brings us to adjournment. We have a motion to adjourn with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, committee, we're adjourned. Look for your committee reports. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Candy. Thank you.